Sarah News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's military says it has killed the leader of the Hezbollah terrorist group.
For several hours overnight, the Israeli military carried out a wave of airstrikes on Dahiyeh, Hezbollah's stronghold in southern Beirut. After warning residents to evacuate, the army said it targeted locations including weapons production facilities and storage sites that it said were under civilian housing. Fleeing their homes carrying only bags and rucksacks, thousands of people have congregated in streets and squares in central Beirut. These attacks follow the most powerful Israeli airstrikes on the city in this conflict, apparently targeting Hezbollah's longtime leader Hassan Nasrallah.
Shortly after speaking yesterday at the United Nations, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had been warning Iran that Israel could reach out and strike even that country. And he also said that he would be ordering strikes against the Hezbollah terrorists.
This was a very bellicose speech. The message was very, very clear. And as soon as he left, we then had the reports of these multiple explosions in Beirut. And Mr. Netanyahu's office released a picture of him ordering the strike or giving the go-ahead for the strike from his hotel room here in New York. So if ever there was a message to the Americans relating to their calls for a ceasefire and urging restraint from Mr. Netanyahu, it was pretty clear to them from that image that he wasn't listening.
That is BBC's Tom Bateman reporting. Former President Trump says leaders of other countries are taking advantage of the porous U.S. border.
Our border is open. Nobody can believe it. And I've been saying that the people coming in, you know, I know these leaders so street smart, and I would have been worse than them because actually Venezuela still has some people in their jails. I would have had everybody out into the United States. They probably ran out of buses and planes.
This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer takes on Kamala Harris.
Former coach Tony Dungy has a problem with the vice president's assertion that, quote, one does not have to abandon their faith to support abortion. Writing on X, Dungy asks Harris, quote, exactly what faith are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? The vice president identifies as a Christian and attends a Baptist church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some churches are launching new Christian schools on their campuses, seeking to give parents more education options that align with religious values. State school voucher programs are not the driving reason, but they are making the startup process easier. In Florida, Ohio, and other states, there's now a greater availability of taxpayer funding to pay for K-12 private school tuition. The demand for church-affiliated schools has been on the rise ever since the COVID-19 pandemic. This is SRN News. Lithuania has signed a deal with the U.S. ammunition producer Northrop Grumman as it seeks to increase defense capability in the shadow of Russia's war in Ukraine.
The agreement encompasses the production and supply of medium-caliber ammunition. Lithuania, which borders Russia's Kaliningrad enclave to the west and Belarus to the east, remains the largest buyer of U.S. arms among the three Baltic states.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Death row inmates in five states have been put to death in the past week.
The unusually high number defies a years-long trend of decline in both the use and support of the death penalty in the U.S. The fourth execution occurred Thursday in Oklahoma, and the fifth took place later Thursday in Alabama. With the execution in Alabama, the U.S. has reached 1,600 executions since the death penalty was reinstated in 1976. John Scott reporting.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.